Unity is one of the, or is the foundation for the teachings in the science of mind. It is where everything is built on and expanded. And so getting to know and understanding that it's just that oneness, that one power, that one spirit that we are, that it's who we are, that's the foundation. And knowing that our experiences, whatever emanates from that, is it's just the oneness. So I'm here just to remind you that God is all there is. And you ask, well, how do I know that God is all there is? Well, as far as the children's ministry program explains, one of the things is that it is one of the main category of thinking that everywhere in this universe, every person, every religion, every culture has almost adopted. There is the Hindus, there are the Buddhists, there are the Christians, even the scientists. They have all come together and in their own ways have dictated, have said that yes, there was a beginning. In the beginning, God. And so the curriculum actually introduces some beginnings that sort of explains the creation story. And I'm not going to go into the full creation story. I'm just going to just touch on what their explanation is all about. So for example, they talked about the Buddhist in Buddhism. This religion teaches that creation occurs repeatedly, forever and throughout time. It is like a lotus flower, opening and closing. Creation occurs with each opening and ends with each closing. And then with Hinduism, they are saying that there is a variety of Hindu creation stories. And one started with the sacrifice of the supremial man, and I can't pronounce it quite well, named Purusa. And he was actually seen as the body of the universe, and everything sort of circulated around him in terms of maybe I should read it. His body was the entire universe. The lower quarter of his body became the earth, the rest became the heavens. The various castes of humans came from the parts of Purusa's body. His arms became the warriors, the legs, etc. So they were kind of trying to explain that even in Hinduism, there was this oneness, and that everything came from the oneness. And then in Islam, the Quran says, if you believe in God and in the Quran, you have to believe that everything that was in the universe was created by God. So, you know, they kind of touch in on each religion, sort of major religion. In Judaism, they believe literally that God created the world in 6 days. And it was a mature world and mature creatures. So, and again, in the Bible had a seven-day creation situation. And that's the one that I grew up with, where on the first day he created the heavens and the earth. And at the end of it all, on each day, it was good. And so that's just almost a focus also that, you know, the thoughts, the frame of thinking for the entire universe in terms of religion, although so very different sometimes and so very contrary, there is that basic oneness at the root of it all. And the scientist has the Big Bang Theory, and you know, once the earth was formed, millions of years later, life began in the oceans and then later on the land. And of course, they explained the Big Bang. And if anyone would like to have an idea of what the writings are on these, please feel free to ask after the group is over. And over millions of years, the animals have changed until we have life that we have today. And of course, they went into the explanation that space was it was like over 100,000 million years ago, where they have all these different galaxies, and in each galaxy they had how many hundred thousand millions of stars, and it just expanded and expanded and expanded, the space between the galaxies being expanded, and at one time all the galaxies, all the stars and the planets were all packed into a very small space. They were forced outward by a big explosion, and that's how the Big Bang theory kind of came about. So even our noted scientists, these people who, I mean, I have to give it to them, you know, they really know a lot. And I trust, as everything else, their thoughts, not philosophy, their scientific observations, mm-hmm. and so on. And then they sort of went on to give some creation stories from Africa, which from the people of Nigeria, and they gave creation stories of the Aboriginal people of Australia. So in some ways, just to bring to mind that it's not science of mind, it's not unity, it's not new age, new thought. This thing has been existing for years and years and years, and people have really come to the conclusion, even if we don't think they have, that it is just one God. And there is the, how do you pronounce this word?
Sioux.
And there is the Sioux theory, creation theory, which I like, and I'm going to read this one. It says, the Creator gathered all the creation and said, I want to hide something from the humans until they are ready for it. In this realization, it is the realization that they create their own reality. The eagle said, give it to me, I will hide it in the moon. The Creator said, no, one day they will go there and they would find it. The trout said, I will bury it at the bottom of the lake. No, they will go there too. The buffalo said, I will bury it on the great plains. The Creator said, they will cut into the skin of the earth and find it even there. Grandmother Mole, who lives in the breast of Mother Earth and who has no physical eyes but sees with spiritual eyes, said, put it inside of them. And the Creator said, it is done. And so we know that all power, all oneness, all peace, whatever it is, it has to come from within us. We can only experience the love of God. We can only experience that unity, that oneness, starting from within us, because the love of God, God who is all there is us, and it comes from inside out. And so so that's just a little information on what we think the root of this oneness may be. And so we know that God is all there is, and so if God is all there is, then I am. But what am I? We are made of the same stuff. I'm sure the same stuff that the scientists were talking about that made the galaxies all this wonderful dust and explosive material and basic carbon, basic ionic material, we are made of that same God stuff. And somehow I feel that it's not my place to know what it is, but I know it's my place to know that not only is it a physical thing, it is also a very spiritual thing. Like the grandmother mole, who saw with spiritual eyes. Sometimes we just can't fathom what this oneness is, what this love is. God is substance, so that's why we have physical stuff. That's why we are man. That's why we are human. But we are only just humanness. Physicalness is just a small part of what God is. In some ways, God is we are spirit. And so, as the Bible says, if we worship God, we worship God in spirit and in truth. And how can we know spirit if we don't have that relationship? Spirit is everywhere present. It's invisible. It's visible. It's everywhere present. And so we must have that communication, that connection, that alignment to know that we are spirit. And because we can detect, because we can know that we are spiritual, then that is what God stuff is. It's the spiritual aspect of us. And what we see in the physical form is spirit within itself manifesting as form. And so we come to the point where we say, okay, so what's this God stuff? And this is where it is. It's qualities of God. And this is where we have that interaction, which I never told you about, but you can feel free to answer questions. And at this point, I'm going to invite you to kind of say what some of the qualities of God are, or what you think are qualities of God. And one of the qualities of God that I can think of right now is God is power, the one power. God is peace. So could anyone else kind of contribute what some qualities of God are?
Well, you know, one time I was at a gathering at Phil Cracker's house, and I was holding this gigantic piece of chocolate cake and wondering if I could eat it. And he said, it's all God. So God is chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Wonderful. God is delicious. It's a beautiful quality, a delicious quality. That is God. Any more?
No.
Well, it's a little prosaic compared to cake, but God is love.
God is love, and love can be found in chocolate cake, baby. Mm. Love is, it's the essence of it all. And all these qualities that we are talking about is not individual qualities. It's all the essence of what God is and who God is in us. And we have all those beautiful qualities. We have qualities of ease and quality of peacefulness. And we have qualities of confidence, mm-hmm. and qualities of abundance, and we have qualities of givenness, and qualities of
joy
and insight, lunches. Inspiration,
harmony and beauty.
All these are our basic essence, and this is the same God stuff that we are all made of. It's like bread. You take a loaf of bread and you give it to every person here. Each person will participate in all the essence of that one loaf of bread because it is that God stuff. It is like almost the bread is God, and as each person takes a piece of bread and do whatever they want with it, chew it, squeeze it, whatever you want, it is that same God essence that we are. We participate in it, we are it, it becomes us, we chew it, it is us. So it is God in every aspect of our lives. And so the qualities of God are a very, very important thing.
Hi, Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
The qualities of God are a very important thing. Here we have, whatever I know to be true of God is the truth of my being. Whatever is true of God is the truth of my being. And so these are wonderful qualities to remember, because we know we are. It's just a matter of bringing it back to our basic focus, to be really conscious that we are these basic qualities, which is the truth of our being. There is nowhere else to go to get these qualities. We have them right within our heart.
Hey! Come on in.
Hey, Allison, welcome. Hey, kiddos, welcome. Okay, and finally, before we actually get into any other discussion, I want us to always remember that, particularly starting the creative process of doing the treasure mapping today, that we always begin by knowing that we are perfect. Everything right here, right now, is it Jasper?
Yes.
Jasper. Hey, Jasper. What's up?
Nothing.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'll move an extra chair by you.
Okay.
Okay, so we were just talking about the about God being the oneness of it all, and so we've gotten to the point where our remembrance, our consciousness, should really focus on that there is nothing to fix. We need more in our lives. We want to create. We want to expand. But what we have right now is really whole and complete. Probably doesn't look like it. Probably because of sometimes with just misalignment, not remembering that we are absolutely the essence of all these wonderful qualities of God that we spoke about. Sometimes that misalignment makes it look as though it's good and bad. And it's like, this bad thing really happened to me. And it's not a matter of bad, it's just a matter of the experiences that are ushered into our lives. And so, if it's one thing that I would really want to impress on everyone today, is that we are always starting from a point of perfection. We are perfect. Who are we? We are spiritual. Spirit only knows perfection. We are spiritual, and we are evolving as we go along in this physical body. This is man, and man is in such a beautiful place because we have the ability to create. Spirit needs man to create, if you want to put it in a way that makes it easy to think about. We are all one, but with the spirit that is, spirit needs something to express itself in and through. And that's why, as man, we have the ability to express more and more. Spirit is always expanding, and spirit needs man to expand. Spirit needs animals to expand. Spirit is in and through everything. And so it because we are in such a physical form, there is always that momentum of expansion, of expression. And so feel good. Feel really good for where you are in your life. Whether you think that it could be better, or whether you think that I'm at a good place, or you think that it might be quote-unquote bad. Just be grateful for the expression of who you are, because we are all individual expressions of this essence, of this spiritual nature that we are. And so we are in such a powerful place, and it's in this powerful place of expression that we create. All our wonderful desires, our dreams, our visions of our lives have brought us up to this moment. And this is the moment of creation. This is the now moment, and this is where everything happens. So be encouraged, knowing that you are perfect. I hear a lot of times, including myself, that, oh my, could be better, it could be whatever. But be encouraged that we are not only human, but we are spirit. We are spirit living in a human expression. So keep that in mind for our creative process, because that's a really big thing. And that's it for as of right now. When we come back, we are going to get into, come back from the break, we're going to get into a little meditative process. And I'm just going to explain a little bit more about the creative process and do a little ritual, and we'll get into our treasure mapping.
Cool.
Thank you so much.